This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. In Myanmar, the death toll in last week's devastating earthquake has crossed 2,000. A massive 7.7 magnitude earthquake, followed by a 6.4 magnitude aftershock minutes later, struck the country's Mandalay region on Friday. Myanmar's military leadership today said over 2,056 people have lost their lives so far, while more than 3,900 people have been injured, with 270 still missing. Meanwhile, the country's State Administration Council's chairman, Senior General Min Aung Hlaing, has announced 7 days of national mourning. Rescue operations are underway in the country in full swing, while international relief efforts are being swiftly mobilized to address the dire needs of the affected population. India has launched Operation Brahma to aid rescue and relief work, pitching in with tons of rations, tents and medicines. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said the Narendra Modi government over the past decade has uplifted the country's health infrastructure by taking a holistic approach to improve the health sector across the entire country. Mr. Shah stated that the health infrastructure has been improved from the primary to tertiary level. He was addressing a gathering after unveiling a statue of Maharaja Agrasen at the Maharaja Agrasen Medical College campus at Hisar in Haryana today.
मेडिकल इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर में ढेर सारा काम नरेंद्र मोदी सरकार ने 64,000 करोड़ रुपया पब्लिक हेल्थ सेंटर और कम्युनिटी हेल्थ सेंटर इसके लिए खर्च कर एक बहुत बड़ा मेडिकल इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर का बेसिक खाका बनाने का 730 इंटीग्रेटेड पब्लिक हेल्थ लैब बनाए गए 4382 ब्लॉक पब्लिक हेल्थ यूनिट्स बनाए गए और 602 क्रिटिकल केयर बॉक्स 10 साल के अंदर नए निर्मित किए गए.
On the occasion, Mr. Shah also inaugurated the newly built ICU and laid the foundation stone for the postgraduate hostel. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that a major narco network has been busted in Delhi NCR. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that the Narcotics Control Bureau, NCB, and Delhi police grabbed the gang and recovered methamphetamine, MDMA, and cocaine worth over 27 crore rupees. The team also arrested 5 people, including 4 African nationals belonging to an influential family of Nigeria. Mr. Shah applauded NCB and the Delhi police for this major breakthrough. He said the government's relentless hunt against the drug trade continues as the Narendra Modi government has adopted zero tolerance against drugs. The Unified Pension Scheme, UPS, for central government employees will come into effect from tomorrow. The UPS is introduced by the central government as an option under the National Pension Scheme. The Pension Fund Regulatory and Development Authority, PFRDA, has recently notified regulations for operationalization of the UPS. The regulations pertain to 3 groups of central government employees. A French court has imposed a jail sentence on far-right leader Marine Le Pen and barred her from seeking public office after finding her guilty of embezzling European Union funds. The Paris court ruled that Ms. Le Pen used more than $3.3 million of European Parliament funds to pay members of her National Rally Party. In sentencing, the chief judge announced that the nationalist politician Le Pen will not be allowed to run for office for 5 years, effective immediately. The judge also gave Ms. Le Pen a 4-year prison sentence with 2 years suspended and the remaining 2 to be served using an electronic tag rather than in custody. She was also ordered to pay a fine of $108,000, while her party National Rally was issued with a $2.16 million fine. In the IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians have won the toss and elected to field first against Kolkata Knight Riders at the Wankhede Stadium. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. Hosts Mumbai are still searching for their first win of the tournament, having suffered defeat against the Gujarat Titans and Chennai Super Kings in their previous matches. KKR, on the other hand, have registered 1 win and 1 loss. And that's the end of this news bulletin.